one of the things we might learn from history is that the government's interests are not necessarily the same as ours. In fact, are rarely the same as ours. Because if you think the government's interests are the same as yours, then you think, well, if something is going wrong, it must be that they made a mistake because they really care about us. They don't care about us.
The greatest beneficiary of Reagan years was corporations, wealthy businessmen and ministers of foreign nations. Bush promised that he would save the environment, signed the Clean Air Act and had the public buying it. 2 years after that, we seeing his imprudence. The EPA allowed tons of hazardous pollutants. Little money was allocated for the enforcement. Contaminated drinking water everywhere was dormant. But business worries override the safety of the public. Ecological breakdowns and nobody would publish. When Reagan got elected and he finally took to office, he spent $250,000 on his living quarters. He built the military even more and paid for it with cuts and benefits for the poor. He made $140 billion cuts in social programs. The human consequences wasn't justified to no man. He said that he still balanced the budget, but silly Leontief guaranteed that he wouldn't. The 80s were the triumph of upper class America. Ascendancy of the rich, the poor he would bury you. The gap between the rich and the poor grew dramatically. Black families were hit the hardest, be emphatically. Lack of resources and racial discrimination. Broken homes, drug addiction, incarceration. Instead of trying to help the people out of this position, politicians call for the building of more prisons. Reagan lied about Iran, lied in Nicaragua, lied about the Soviets, and lied about the Contras. He sold arms to Iran, and all of it was cited. But plausible denial is why he ain't get indicted. Ali North stood trial, the jury found him guilty. But he ain't do no time because the motherfucker's filthy. Reagan sent Marines into a crazy situation. 200 died in Lebanon cause it was dangerous. After that he sent forces into Grenada. Congress was notified but not consulted, that's a horror. What good are shows of force if you never use it? That's the way the Reagan mind worked and he abused it. Why do people die in countries we invaded? So we can make it clear that violence was understated. Reagan's raid on Libya, that was terrorism. Bombs fell on a crowded city, 100 victims. The Cold War, let me relay you the facts. The foreign policy just delayed the collapse. The US policy motivated by fear to justify the suppression of independent care. The military budget was $280 billion. Colin Powell said he wanna scare the world civilians. In order to boost his popularity with voters, Bush went to war with Iraq and hid the motives. He abandoned sanctions and said it was for protection. He only chose war cause the presidential elections. Who believed that we would liberate Kuwait when we invaded other countries every single week? You think that they could build a nuclear bomb? They was 10 years away from having nuclear bombs. Less than half of us favored military action. No blood for oil was the citizens' reaction. Officials lied about small bombs. American reporters were kept from the war's harm. Clinton got in and appointed people of color, but he abandoned them when they started working together. He spoke of a new government for a new century. Invoked Dr. King's name, compared their philosophy. Recalled Dr. King's dream of racial equality, but put more blacks in prison than anybody in history. Continued the military budget at Cold War levels. It doesn't matter the party, homie, they all devils. Approved the FBI attack on Koresh. Fire swept through the whole building, burning flesh. His crime bill got a lot of attention, but it emphasized punishment, not prevention. Persuaded voters he was tough on crime, but tougher is dumber when you give him double the time. Clinton removed welfare benefits from immigrants. Legal or illegal, most of y'all don't know the difference. Who did the free trade agreement really preserve? Why the number of prisoners doubled when Clinton served? Domination of the media was there to vaccinate. If God intended us to vote, he would have gave us candidates. Bush versus Gore, that was your decision. Both support the death penalty and growth of prisons. Nader ran too, but the media denied it. He emphasized education, healthcare, environment. Half the country didn't even vote, and that's a sign. Appealing to class warfare that no one's buying. Gore received hundreds of thousands of more votes. Proof the electoral process is a joke. Bush took office and pushed tax cuts for the wealthy. Opposed environmental regulations for the money. 9 months into his presidency, 9/11, immediately declared a war on terrorism. He said that they were Saudis, said it was the Taliban. Then he ordered the bombing of Afghanistan. You kill our civilians, we kill y'all civilians. How the fuck that makes sense when we all civilians? Wartime presidents do wartime shit. That's why wartime presidents can suck my dick. There were minority voices that were criticizing war. You can't match violence with violence, should be the law. We station troops in Saudi on the holiest of shrines. Military aid for occupying Palestine. Killing innocent Arabs to come back to haunt us. And stupid motherfuckers sit and wonder why they bomb us.
If you're like me, you have a lot of friends who are depressed. A lot of friends who go around very gloomy, think the world is coming to an end. You can understand people feeling depressed, you can understand people feeling desperate, because the truth is, we're faced with evil. There's an enormous number of people who care about the world and about the country, want to do something about it, and those numbers are going to grow, so long as people persist and don't give up.